You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.
I have got the artist Shannon Troxler here in the studio with me. She's presenting a show called Bird by Bird in the Center Theater Gallery. It's on display through mid-January. And tomorrow at noon in the Center Theater Gallery, they'll be hosting an artist talk with Shannon, talking about her work. And there's an opening reception in December featuring some special guests from the Teton Raptor Center. We'll make sure and let you know about that as it approaches. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here, Cassandra.
So I wanted to start out by asking what attracted you to birds, because they're definitely the primary presence in your work in the show.
They are indeed. So my idea was to have, I'm really fascinated by the intersection of the natural world and how we as humans perceive it. And so that's what I wanted to explore with this show. I used birds, but I used them for metaphors for things such as flight and migration that we have in our, that we as people do as well as birds. And the title of the show came from an Annie Lamott novel, book. It's not a novel. Her memoir, Bird by Bird. And that's about the process of writing, which is so much like the process of creating art. And bird by bird, brushstroke by brushstroke, word by word, that you always, you know, you get up every day and you go to work and you do something, you know, you do it, whether it's a sketch or a painting each day.
Page by page or,
exactly.
Step by step. You call the show, or whoever described it, called it an encaustic collection of paintings and oil sketches. What does encaustic mean?
So encaustic is the medium that most of these paintings are, and it's working with hot wax. So I heat up wax. It's molten. It's 180 to 200 degrees, so it's very hot. And so it becomes liquid, and it's beeswax, a little Damar varnish, and then pigments. And so you, working with that, it's very quick and spontaneous. You're working with hot wax, and then you use a blowtorch to fuse each layer. So it allows you to have lots of layers, textures. It's a very luminous, beautiful medium to work with, very seductive.
Definitely. I was noticing the sort of gold sheen behind a few of the pieces and wondering how you did that. I read that you started out grinding pigments and making your own charcoal. Is that something you still did for this show?
No, it's not. I went to a very classical art school, and we were taught really the fine craft of art. So that's every morning we would grind our paints before we would begin painting. But I don't do that anymore.
Wow. What do you think that did for you to kind of connect to the source of the material like that?
Oh, I think it was a wonderful education for me. I really, I learned a real respect for the tradition of masters who had gone before me. Not to say you can't break rules, but it's really nice to know why you are and to have that kind of that foundation, that background.
Mm-hmm. And art is your primary career. When did you know that that was what you wanted to pursue and kind of make central in your life?
You know, my grandmother always painted. So I grew up smelling the smell of turpentine in her little attic studio when I was a child. And I always sketched and started drawing and painting when I was quite young. And I went to art school when I was 17. So wow. I always knew that it was my passion.
I feel like that's a lucky thing to sort of know your path and be able to get on it quickly.
It is. I think it was very fortunate. And I was lucky that when I went to art school, my teacher became my mentor, Ann Schuller. And she was, I now realize how fortunate I was to have a mentor like that. Very few people have that opportunity.
Definitely. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with artist Shannon Troxler. Her exhibition called Bird by Bird is on display now in the Center for the Arts Center Theater Gallery. And she'll be giving an artist talk a little bit more about her process and her work tomorrow from 12 to 1 p.m. here in the center. A huge sort of presence in this exhibition are the myths, the mythology that some of the work is based around, one of them being the tale of Leda and the swan. Why do you think that tale or other sort of myths stay with us?
Well, so when you asked me about why birds, part of it is birds figure very much in mythology of all cultures. And I was really fascinated by that. I'm the resident artist at the Raptor Center, and I often sketch the raptors there, the owls and the falcons. And when I started researching them, I realized that in almost all cultures, birds are looked at as the messengers between the earth and the sky, between humankind and something spiritual. And I thought that was really interesting because it's in Egyptian mythology, Native American, Greek mythology. a few of the myths that I explore here. One of them, Leda and the Swan. If I don't know if you're familiar with the myth, but in it, Zeus sees a beautiful woman, Leda, bathing, and he is smitten with her. So he turns himself into a swan, and he either seduces or rapes her. And from that union comes the two eggs, and one of them hatches and is Helen of Troy, and the other one is Castor and Pollux. And so I did, and this myth has been done over and over again in visual art. Visual artists from Leonardo da Vinci to Caravaggio to Michelangelo have always been fascinated by it. And I really love the Yeats poem, which is about Leda and the Swan. It's a really beautiful poem. So for me, that was my personal inspiration to do that. And then another myth that I explored is Pandora. And when Pandora opens, it's not a box, it's actually a jar. When she opens the jar, all the evils of the world escape, but the one thing caught inside is trapped inside. It was probably a bird, a feathered thing. And so I used Emily Dickinson's poem, Hope is a Feathered Thing.
Wow, I love that. You can see all the poems side by side with the work if you come check out the show. What's it like to paint within the landscape of a myth? Like, do you get deeper into your understanding of it? Or?
Well, I try to. I research it. I read about it. I think about it. I think that there is probably something subliminally that comes out in the artwork. I hope so. I feel like these aren't meant to be realistic depictions of birds. They're more trying to get at the symbols, the metaphors that birds represent for us as humans. That's what I'm trying to do in this work. So I look at it as being a little bit more conceptual and not quite so realistic.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always nice to have just some sort of entrance into the themes of human existence, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So my last question is, what role does art play in your life, you know, fulfilling, or what need does it meet for you?
Well, for me, I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm really fortunate in that way. I love to paint. And I feel like for me, it helps me kind of grapple with, for instance, this morning when I woke up, I thought it's even more important to paint because I just feel like it's a way of expressing what's best about humankind. You know, I look back over what we really treasure in our culture, and a lot of it is art. If I go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, I look at all that artwork done by people over thousands of years, and I think to myself that there's hope for us as a species.
Let's end on that note. Thank you so much for being
here.
You're
very welcome. Thank you.
That was the artist Shannon Troxler. Her exhibition, Bird by Bird, is on display now in the Center Theater Gallery. You can catch an artist talk tomorrow at noon or their opening reception on December 9th at 5:30 p.m. You're listening to KHOL.